it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
And on that happy note, welcome back from vacation, Joe. Joe Spano, Bob Black, Senator Roberto out from the West Coast. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Call number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. If Twitter is more your thing, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. However, in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, various different devices and platforms that you can use to hear the Spano and Black Attack, and Joe is here to explain it all to you.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that for the 2.5 weeks that I was gone, but hopefully you managed.
I did.
that said, let me explain the myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you. Starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I don't know what award we won, but we're an award-winning website, so I'm told. SportsByline.com. There's a Listen Live link on the website. Allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at SportsByline.com. There's a couple of great apps. One of them is iHeartRadio. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Android-based, be it Apple's-based, be it Windows-based, or just go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio, another one of those great apps. Again, the app versatility, Android devices, Apple devices, Windows-based devices. Or you can just go to TuneIn.com. Again, lots of on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And most importantly to Bob and I, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Happy and proud to be a part of it, no question about it.
Well, on the other side, we'll set the table and start knocking things down for a big Tuesday edition of The Attack. I'm the returning Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, and Mr. Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. We're going to set the table for you here on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. But, Joe, you know, it's funny. I managed to cover the radio on the Go stuff pretty easy, even though I don't have most of the devices. I got the Pony Express down. I got the Modern Telegraph down. I talked about the Model T.
Look at you go.
With the radio in there.
Well, cutting edge. You're right up there with Cuddy and his movie choices.
Absolutely. And I even talked about putting aluminum foil on your antenna so you could get the reception better.
There you go. Most of our audience are like, what is he talking about? Well, hopefully we're not skewing as old as these references, because then we're in real trouble.
But you always to give people something to look up.
Yeah. But since you did so, I'm ready for vacation. I think I've done enough. I gave people the devices that they can check the show out and all the programming on Byline, you know, via their devices. I think I'm good for another 2 weeks now.
Dude, I think you nailed it. I think you should head to the beach.
I'm ready now. Bye. What do you say we set the table and start knocking things down? It's going to be a mixed bag, a little bit of everything. You know, we'll start with some Olympic talk. And obviously yesterday was not one of the huge days as far as the Olympics for us, as far as, you know, history-making performances and whatnot. So what we'll do is we'll kind of take a look back at some of the great performances that we've seen thus far and start to look ahead to how the rest of the week is unfolding as far as historic Olympic moments. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about Michael Phelps, a little bit about Usain Bolt and their historic performances and put them in some perspective. You know, I know obviously while I was away, you probably spent a lot of time not only on the great performances and some of the great athletic competition, but the myriad of problems. So we'll bounce around the Olympics in the early going. And then from there, we'll just kind of mix it up. There's, you know, so many interesting stories out there. They're sports related, but they're not necessarily directly sports. So we'll mix it up. The Chicago Cubs are going to have to find a new DJ.
Yes.
A-Rod, it looks like, is not going to play anywhere in 2016. There's some NFL players who may be suspended for lack of cooperation in a PED investigation. Those are some of the areas we'll go. And then I've always got some of these fun, amusing stories that they're not sports per se, but they make us laugh and we somehow make them sports related because the vast majority of our audience is males.
Yes, very true.
So that's basically the rundown for this 2-hour extravaganza. If you want to weigh in at any point during this 2-hour extravaganza, 800-878-PLAY will get you to the front of the line. That's 800-878-7529. On Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA.
Indeed. So what do you say we do jump into it? Like you said, yesterday it was, and we'll get to some of the results, but it wasn't one of those splashy days in the world of the Olympics. You know, the women were competing individually, and they did okay on the balance beam, but didn't take gold. And, you know, sprints are going on, but after Usain's performance yesterday, nothing where you just jumped out and you went, oh my goodness, this was appointment viewing. So, you know, it was kind of one of those lull days in the Olympics, and there were no robberies that we were aware of as well.
No, we haven't been told anyway. So.
Yeah.
And today's another lull day as it's going to take until midweek before we see Usain Bolt. You know, he's obviously starting qualifying today for the 200, but I think the 200 semifinals and finals will be tomorrow. And so we won't get a chance to see the fastest man in the world with anything really on the line, because I think we all know he's going to qualify for the 200. You know, he's got the 200. He's got the 200 meters left, you know, barring a false start. He's got the 200 meters left and the 4x100 relay left. And I guess with yesterday being something of a lull day and today being something of a lull day, let's start before we go forward by looking back. And you probably talked a little bit about it while I was gone, but Michael Phelps, I want to talk about him and I want to ask the direct question, because people will make a case for others. But to me, Michael Phelps, not only far and away the greatest Olympic swimmer that we've ever seen, but far and away the greatest Olympian that we've ever seen. And the numbers bear this out, Bob. When you talk about a guy who had 28 total medals over four Olympiads, he actually was in five, but he was in the 2000 Olympics as a 15-year-old, and he didn't medal. So he earned all of the 28 medals that he earned in four Olympiads. You know, that's a record that's far and away. It's 10 more than the next most amount of total medals won by any Olympian. His 23 golds, 14 more than the next most by any Olympian. And his 8 golds in a single Olympiad, you know, back in 08 in Beijing, mm-hmm. also a record. So when you look at these three records right here, and you look at how far and away better his numbers are than everybody else's, it's clear to me that he is not only the greatest Olympic swimmer there's ever been, but he's the greatest Olympian that there's ever been.
I could not disagree. And it was funny because I actually went down that same road, and I tried to take it even a step further, man. It when you look at... And at the time, you talked about Beijing and when he just was on fire. And they were comparing him as, and was he as good as Mark Spitz, who won the 7 golds in the 1 Olympics? And, you know, again, I talked about the different training, the different times and everything else. The biggest thing that jumped out was the fact that at this point in time, Michael Phelps' net worth is $50 million. At Mark Spitz's time, he had to get out of the pool and go make a living. You know, that was the big difference in what went on. So we would never know whether or not he could have continued it 4 years later and hung more gold around his neck. He tried the aborted comeback, obviously, at one point when he was middle-aged. And, you know, I'm not going to knock him for trying it, but he just couldn't do it. And that was fine. There's absolutely no question in my mind that Michael Phelps is the greatest Olympian to set foot in the opening ceremonies and then perform in the games. It's not even close. There are individual events. There are individual people who made their marks on the Olympics, the Jesse Owenses of the world, the Billy Mills of the world, the Carl Lewises of the world, obviously Usain, who we'll be talking about, Mark Spitz, you know, you name the athletes. But for overall performance over the longevity and the actual results, who could be mentioned in the same breath?
Yeah. And that was what struck me as I was putting things together. You know, when you look at 28 golds and the person with the next most amount of golds, total medals rather, 28 total medals, the person behind next in line is 10 behind.
Yeah.
When you look at 23 golds, 14 more than the person that's next. Those are pretty huge numbers. You know, the length of dominance, the great success. You know, when you put it all together, here's a situation where the numbers don't lie, and the numbers do tell the story. And the story that the numbers tell is he's the greatest Olympian that we've ever seen. Now, and like all of us, he's a flawed human being. There was the two DUIs, one when he was very young, one when he was much older. There was the infamous bong pick that cost him a Kellogg sponsorship. So it's not always been a placid stream, as it were, for Michael Phelps. There have been a few personal challenges and hiccups along the way. But strictly in the pool, as an Olympian, the greatest Olympic athlete that we've ever seen and greatest Olympic performer that we've ever seen. You know, but there's been the personal potholes along the way, as I talked about. But he's balanced that off. He does a lot of great philanthropic work. But all in all, just weighing his performance as an Olympian, I don't think there's any question. The numbers do tell the story here. He's the greatest Olympic athlete and the most dominant Olympian that we've ever seen.
No question about it. And you know, before we go to the break here, I've talked about this at length in that you knew he was going to be a storyline going into the Olympics. The question was, what storyline? Was it going to be the guy that stuck around too long, or was it going to be the guy who went out with a nice little swan song? It ended up being much more than that.
Well, on the other side, we'll talk about somebody else that certainly hasn't stuck around too long and take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sonny Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And before we get to Hussein, Joe, I want to get your opinion on this, because our road to Rio, we talked to a lot of athletes, we talked to a lot of coaches and you know, everything else that was going on leading up to these Olympics. And we knew part of the story was going to be what was going on at the actual Olympics as far as their readiness and crime and pollution and all that kind of good stuff. But if you would have told me that the dominant positive athletic story going into the Rio Olympics was going to be Michael Phelps, the odds of it were pretty much against it. And it was going to be a storyline. And as I said when we went into the break, it was going to be either bowing out gracefully, maybe grabbing a medal, maybe grabbing a gold medal. But his dominance in the pool at the age that he is at and being able to do what he did this time around, nobody could have expected that. And I think it reinforces what we were talking about. He's the greatest Olympian athlete of all time.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. You are right. I didn't think he would be one of the big stories of these Olympics. We actually spent so much time. We talked to a lot of athletes, but I think we were firmly convinced the story of these Olympics was going to be Rio's lack of readiness. And while it has been a continuing story, at times the athletic competition and some of the great stories in the pool, on the field, et cetera, has actually taken center stage and eclipsed some of the obvious issues that have been there throughout these Rio games.
Oh, no question about it. And I mean, you know, when you think about it, but the fact that, and you talk about NBC's best possible scenario coming through and the organizers' best possible scenario coming through, the fact that they're able to go live with a lot of the events just because of the fact there's only an hour's difference.
That always helps them an awful lot that they're running everything on tape delay. And they still run some selected things on NBC on tape delay. Like some of the gymnastics stuff will happen in the afternoon and they'll run it tape delay at night. And if you want to watch it live, you can go to the app in that case, when they run a tape delay, it's only available on the app. And a lot of the programming is available on the various NBC family of networks programming. But what's not available live there, you can grab it on an app or watch it on tape delay if it's a marquee event on NBC.
No question about it. And they want those certain events in prime time, and rightfully so. But their best possible scenario happened. The woman gymnastics team lived up to everything that they were supposed to be, and Simone Biles lived up to everything she was supposed to be.
I mean, their dominance in that team competition, it was like winning a football game 77-0.
No question about it. And I was there at that game. But the addition of Michael Phelps into that equation and the fact that they were able to focus on those two aspects of the Olympics for that first week, it was the ultimate home run for NBC. And it was in the same way, the ultimate home run for the Rio organizing games, because all the things that you were mentioning right there are still prevalent. Things weren't finished. The rooms were in horrible shape. Talking to John Frankel, they talked about the raw sewage and all the other stuff. You saw the green pools,
Yeah, well, chemistry is not an exact science.
Yeah.
Oops.
You know.
Oops, my favorite line of all, chemistry is not an exact science, but well, actually it is. But
well,
that's
it is number one. And you know, when I can make a phone call to you on your vacation and go, hey, do me a favor, Joe, would you do me a favor? I'm on vacation myself. Trot out to my pool. Throw some chlorine in the pool to make sure it doesn't turn green.
Yeah, and Bob. I can do it. Maybe I could have got a job at Rio and made sure the pool didn't turn green. But that's it. Like I said, it's been, you know, so many of these little crap storms, for lack of a better word, you know, between the lack of safety for marquee athletes and coaches. And there's been real issues with safety. There's been a number of burglaries and things of that nature. You had the truck full of police officers, safety officers. Well, the truck made a wrong turn and it ended up going into a hail of gunfire, and you had an officer that was killed and others that were wounded. So there have been a lot of those issues, and we've talked about them all. But again, there hasn't been that tragic event of the level of 96 in Atlanta or 72 in Munich, thankfully. And as a result, there's been opportunities where the competition has been able to shine. And you talked about it, the U.S. women's gymnastics team and their dominance coming to the forefront, Michael Phelps coming to the forefront. And for that matter, the entire U.S. swim team coming to the forefront.
Yeah.
Because if you looked at it, when the U.S. swim team finished their work and got out of the pool, if they were a sovereign nation in these Olympics, they by themselves were third in medal count.
Yeah.
It's pretty, I mean, you know, obviously with the track and field and so many other things continuing to unfold, it won't stay like that. But I mean, that's a pretty great performance in the pool when you consider that the U.S. swim team was considered a little weaker this year than they've been in past Olympiads. For them to dominate the way they did and get the great performances and storied performances of Michael Phelps, Ryan Lochte, Katie Ledecky. I mean, she literally, to use a horse racing term, she gapped the field.
Yeah.
You know, usually when you watch a swimming race on television, everybody manages to be in the picture. At one point, I'm watching the race, and there's Katie Ledecky, and everybody else is not in the picture. You never see that. It's like watching a horse race. Usually you watch a horse race, all the horses are at least in the picture on the wide shot. They had to go to a super wide shot just to get the rest of the swimmers in the picture in some of her races. She was so dominant. So she was another great story. And there'll be other great stories that emerge as we move forward. Obviously, we'll visit Usain Bolt now, but we'll be revisiting him as the week goes on. Kerry Walsh Jennings going for her fourth Olympic gold. That's a great story with a different partner this time around. So, you know, she's another great story that we're going to visit. You'll continue to have individual competitions in gymnastics and a whole lot more, Bob.
Yeah, no question about it. And then, you know, like Michael Carter's daughter went into shot put with a personal best on her last throw. You know, the sportsmanship being shown in the pole vault pit between the three competitors that medaled. I mean, there's great individual stories. You know, Allison Felix coming up a little bit short, but still the most decorated woman Olympian track and field performer of all time. There's those great individual stories, but that first week was so dominant, and it was so essential for NBC to get the coverage that they wanted to get and for the Olympics themselves to
and no
succeed.
Eye infection for Bob Costas either.
Yeah. Poor guy, you actually remember that. I forgot that.
And we have
he hasn't been swimming at the hotel pool.
And we have would you?
No.
I'd be wrapped up in bubble wrap hoping to get out of there in one piece, and I don't fear much.
No, that's true.
And then we have our, you know, there is an Olympic sex story, and we'll get to that as we move along, because those are always fun. You know, it's legendary, the sexual escapades that go on in the Olympic Village as
20,000 condoms.
You know, you're locking a bunch of athletes in peak physical condition in a confined area for several weeks. Well, guess what's going to happen? Well, it always happens. So I have a nice, interesting little Olympic sex story, and it's courtesy of the Jezebel, and we'll get to it as we move along here in our Olympic discussion.
All right. But you wanted to start with Usain Bolt. Let's do that, and we'll spill that over into the next segment. Joe, his performances are legendary. The doubts about his being clean have been legendary. But I pointed out something yesterday. I wanted to get your opinion on it. You know, we talked about all the scandal of the Russian team leading in most of their track and field. Actually, their whole track
entire
and field
track and field team is
being
gone,
suspended, and you know, select athletes throughout various other sports. Their Paralympic team, their entire team suspended. You know.
That's amazing. Yeah, you would think Paralympics, just in and of itself, what they overcome would be enough. But in Russia, they even cheat with that group.
Yeah,
amazing,
no question
isn't
about it?
It.
But you know something, and I got into this a little bit. They said that committee set the example. Their chairman actually set the example. He bounced the whole team. Whole Russian team should have been bounced with their doping program, and they didn't. They didn't have the guts to do it. Well. But with that
we all know about the International Olympic Committee. They are not the bastions of honesty.
But Usain Bolt, and we'll talk about his performances and everything on the other side. You know, one thing for all the doubt and speculation about him and the Jamaican testing program, they have the same samples on Usain Bolt stored from previous Olympics that they did on the Russian teams and everybody else that's come out positive that they suspended. I guarantee you they tested his samples. He's still running. It tells me he's, it tells me he's clean. So for all the speculation, they didn't suspend him.
Hey, the two guys that we're talking about as the greatest Olympians of our time and perhaps ever, and Michael Phelps, he's been tested more than anybody. Can't ever question his cleanliness as far as PEDs. He volunteered for extra testing, and he's never failed. And he's never failed a PED test. So, all applause. So Michael Phelps, no doubt, and Usain Bolt, as you said, you know, they've been freeze drying and storing, you know, these old samples for as long as time seems it has been now, and he's not tested positive. So, while there are people who have their doubts, I don't think there's any reason to doubt. We'll talk about his level of greatness, go over his accomplishments on the other side. And again, take your calls, 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. More of the attack right after this very brief timeout.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 6000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6000.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydrotain.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You having any of it?
You're having a lot of it this morning. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto, at Bob Black 71, at Joe Spano 56, and of course at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529.
Let's dive into it, Bob, and let's talk about the accomplishments of Usain Bolt and why I feel he, along with Michael Phelps, are the two greatest Olympians that there have ever been. Obviously, Phelps, far and away, the greatest Olympian that there's ever been. Usain Bolt, probably number two, and certainly All apologies. You named a bunch of great track and field athletes. Usain Bolt is the greatest track and field athlete that we've ever seen in Olympic history.
No question about it. No, I'm sorry.
When you talk about over the course of three Olympics, the three gold medals in the one discipline, the 100 meters, that's unheard of. Nobody's ever done that before. You also have back-to-back Olympic golds in the 200 meters and the 4x100 relay. And he still has a chance to make it a triple-triple and end up with 9 gold medals over the course of three Olympics while running in only three events. You know, his level of dominance of the sprints in Olympic history is unheard of. For not only being dominant in sprints in the short term, but also in the long term over a period of 12 years and setting the amount of world and Olympic records that he has and becoming the fastest man in the world, he really is the greatest track and field athlete that there's ever been. And to me, right behind Michael Phelps, because of his dominance and his longevity as the greatest Olympian that we've ever seen.
Yeah, it certainly is in the conversation, and I can't see specifically with track and field how you could disagree with your assessment. The other guys that I mentioned, they had individual moments for individual reasons. You know, at the time, Carl Lewis certainly you would have considered one of the greatest, if not the greatest Olympian of his time, but I believe, as you do, Bolt has surpassed him. Jesse Owens, for the obvious reasons, Bullet Bob Hayes. And I'm narrowing it down a little bit to their specific discipline. But you know something, Joe? You know what makes him even greater, at least in my eye? And it was something that he talked about after winning this last Olympic medal. And when I got to thinking about it, I thought to myself, my goodness gracious, here's a guy, and I'll ask you this. Let me put it this way. What do they always talk about when they're running the 100-meter dash on what is essential to happen at the beginning of the race?
In competition with Usain Bolt or just in general?
No, just in general.
Well, it's a lot of times about getting off to a good start, number one.
Right.
And number two, it's about being able to maintain your speed without slowing down over the entire 100 meters.
There you go.
That's really what they talk about.
Absolutely. You're spot on right. Bolt, in his interview, talked about the fact that at 6'5", because he almost always gets off to a slow start,
mm-hmm.
in a less than 10-second race, he breaks it down into sections. And he talks about how he has to unfurl his body, take his time. He actually used the phrase, "take my time," in a less than 10-second race, and then let his incredible stride overtake the rest of the field. And by the halfway point, so literally in 5 seconds, his game plan unfolds.
Right.
And then they have to catch him to the finish line. I mean, you talk about dissecting a race that nobody else has ever been able to dissect. The whole thing is get out of the blocks fast and finish strong. That's the whole race. This guy actually has a master plan that he uses, and it even enhances his greatness in my eye.
What he does in 20 meters is most remarkable, because here's what happens. You get to about 50 or 60 meters, and he's rarely, if ever, in first place when he's competing against the best in the world. For him, it's a matter of staying close at that point. Then over those last 40 meters, he gobbles up ground like nobody else. And usually you look, in 20 meters, he's gone from being in third or fourth lurking. And again, this is all happening over nine plus seconds. But, you know, he goes from lurking to coasting the last 5 meters, where he's looking to his left and his right to see if there's anybody near him.
Yeah.
So, you know, his dominance is incredible. And, you know, his physicality, being 6'3 as he is, has some advantages. He actually takes less strides from start to finish by 4 or 5 strides than most sprinters. But nonetheless, just the way he's able to dominate, because it's always about getting off to a good start out of the blocks. And he really never gets off to a good start. They're never terrible, but he's never in first. He's rarely, if ever, in first place at the 50-meter mark. All of a sudden, around the 60-meter mark, it's like he hits the jetpack.
Yeah.
In about 20 meters, he blows past everybody, and more often than not, he is somewhat coasting to a finish in somewhere around 9.8 seconds.
Yeah, he is just so astounding. And when I was listening to that interview and reading his stuff and the fact that this guy has an actual game plan to go about his races other than the traditional 99.9% of every other sprinter in the world, get out of the blocks fast and finish strong. That's their game plan. He breaks it down into sections on the track and recognizes that at his size, with his uniqueness, he unfolds into the race, and then he's looking back in a race that's decided by hundreds and sometimes thousands of a second. He's beating these guys by a quarter second, a half second, sometimes three quarters of a second.
And that's while he's coasting over the last 10 meters, Bob. Yeah. That's what you got to he's taking his foot off the accelerators, looking from side to side in the last 10 meters. So we're seeing him run 9.800s, and he's not even putting everything he has into it. And he's not even threatening his own world and Olympic records. But again, the big thing with Bolt is if you watch every other sprinter, and you talked about, you know, him having this game plan when really there's not much of a game plan when you run straight for under 10 seconds. Well, the realities are a lot of what happens, every other sprinter, by the end of the race, they're de-accelerating. They're slowing down.
Right.
He's able to maintain his speed and sometimes actually get faster over the entire 100 meters. That's how he reels everybody in and blows past them as though they're moving backwards. Because compared to him, they almost are. He's really, really remarkable. His dominance over the sport for 12 years is really remarkable. The Olympic records, the world records, the dominance in the 100 meters and the 200 meters is really incredible. We've never seen a sprinter dominate a sport like this over 12 years the way he has. And again, being the first man to ever win three consecutive gold medals in Olympics in one discipline, the 100 meters. And he may well do it in the 200 meters as well and be certainly the first to do it in two disciplines. And then likely Jamaica will win the 4x100 gold medal. I mean, they're going to have some heavy competition from the U.S., but I think it's pretty likely with Bolt that he could make it 3 for 3 in over three Olympics. He's going to be the guy that's dominated all the short sprints to the tune of gold medals in all of them over the last 12 years. That makes him the greatest sprinter that there's ever been, at least to me.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, and certainly the greatest track and field athlete of all time. I for all the records, for all the milestones, breaking the 4-minute mile and all that kind of good stuff, nobody's ever done it. I described him yesterday, Joe, as a freak. Every once in a while in athletics, in a particular sport, a particular discipline, guys like this come along, and I talked about Gatlin's frustration, and, you know, he's had his own issues to deal with, but the fact that it's just every once in a while there's just one of those guys.
He cheated, and he's still not as good as Bolt.
Yeah, you know, and
I mean, twice he cheated, and he's still not as good as Bolt.
Right, and you know, you look at it, and it's you hope that later on down the line in your life, when you reflect back on your career, that you just say to yourself that I did the best I could possibly do, and in his case, then some. But I did the best that I could possibly do. I just happened to run in a time where the Secretariat of Track and Field was on the track.
You know? Well said, Bob. I mean, there's really not much to add. You feel for all these other guys who are tremendous sprinters, and they don't have a chance.
No.
I mean, he's going to retire after this because I don't imagine he's going to want to go another 4 years. And at that point, you know, going competing in the world championships and all this other stuff is kind of anticlimactic for him. And you see, as you know, sometimes in how he handles and toys with everybody over the 4 years between Olympiads.
Yeah, you know, you make a great point there because he does. He kind of toys with the rest of the world and leaves them wondering whether or not he's going to return. And you know, what kind of shape he's in and all this kind of good stuff. But, you know, from and we talk about this often, and I bring this up with a lot of athletes, but from the selfish perspective on just how big a fan I am of this guy, I hope he decides to compete 4 years from now. And maybe we're talking about rewriting another Michael Phelps story as far as his ability to get it done on the track.
I'm wondering if you could sprint at that level in your mid-30s.
I don't know, but you know something? He's so far ahead of everybody right now that if he picks and chooses his spots over the next 4 years to stay in shape and do whatever, it's not like, you know, in football he's getting concussions or his body's getting torn up, you know, or, you know, it's sprinting, he's running. So if he decides to do it and he still has the hunger, boy, I'll tell you, from a fan perspective, from a perspective of a guy who's being selfish here, I would love to see him on the track in Tokyo. If he decides to hang it up, I completely understand.
And here's the good news. The qualifying rules to qualify for the Olympics in Jamaica seem, you know, very, very unclear. It's not as structured as it is here in the United States. Because Bolt, if you remember, he injured a hamstring in his qualifying race in the Jamaican Championships, and mysteriously he ended up qualifying for the Olympics. I still don't know how, but Bolton, that's how it works.
Yeah, but there was actually no mystery about it. Jamaican Olympic Committee was straightforward about it. They said he got hurt. He's the best in the world. He's going.
Right.
You know.
But again, that's not, you know, in this country, that's not how it works. If Justin Gatlin, you know, false starts out of the blocks or pulls a hamstring, we don't say, well, he's the best American there is. He didn't win in our national championships. He doesn't qualify.
No,
our Olympic trials, as it were.
But, you know,
the Jamaican Olympic trials, they, you know, really didn't mean anything.
Well, it did for the other guys.
Johan Blake is one of the best sprinters in the world. Based on that logic, you could have just sent Johan Blake without having him have to qualify either.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, unfortunately for them, fourth place didn't go. But, you know, it's Usain Bolt. You know, and what are you going to do? Cut off your nose to spite your face?
I totally understand. Well, I guess the point I'm trying to make, you know, unlike the U.S. where the Olympic trials is our qualifiers.
Right, right.
You know, the Jamaican Olympic trials don't mean quite as much. So
no,
Usain Bolt, certainly, if he wanted to pick and choose his spots, he wouldn't have to worry about getting his country's nod. He'll be there if he wants to be there in 2020. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I hope he does. You know, again, you know, who are we to tell athletes whether to compete or not compete?
Never stopped us before.
But like I said, strictly from a selfish perspective, I'd like to see him on the track.
I don't know that he can or will, but it'll be fun watching a couple of three, four years down the road to see where he's at.
Oh, yeah.
We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. Maybe we'll talk a little Olympic sexcapades next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
All right, Joe, you got me hooked. I mean, I still have a pulse. I like sex. Go ahead and talk about it.
Well, there's always at least one of these stories. Well, here's the latest one. It's courtesy of the Jezebel, jezebel.com. And you got to go. By the way, it's a Brazilian synchronized diving team. And you've got to go to the article because one of the girls has an incredible behind. Because they're showing it's synchronized diving. So one's facing back, one's front. One of them's got an incredible rear end. Well, the long and short of it is the synchronized diving team in question, the Brazilian synchronized diving team, they came in last place. And they're now breaking up because one of the two members of the team basically decided to engage in sex all night before having to go out and dive. Ingrid Oliveira, along with Giovanna Pedrosa. Pedrosa was the one that came back to their hotel room, and she found Oliveira with canoeist Pedro Goncalves. And she's like, well, you know, what's up? And Oliveira's like, beat it. You know, we're going to stay here and, you know.
Did you see the necktie on the doorknob? What's the matter?
Exactly. It was basically, you know, beat it. We're going to stay here and bang all night, and you need to go find a place to stay.
You're right about the butt.
Isn't it? It's incredible. Mm-hmm. So basically she gets, you know, one of the two teammates, Pedrosa, gets kicked out of her room so that the other one can screw around all night. They get to the venue. Neither of them had a good night's sleep. They place last, and they break up.
Oops.
we'll dive into it a little more on the other side. We'll finish up all the Olympic stuff, and then get to all the other things in the world of sports. We're going to step aside right now here on Sports Byline. Then Bob and I'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
A man who will remain focused on the solutions to the real challenges facing the people of the United States of America.
GOP vice presidential nominee Mike Pence says Donald Trump will restore pride. Vice President Joe Biden, traveling with Secretary Hillary Clinton, says that Donald Trump is unprepared for national security.
No major party nominee in the history of the United States of America has known less to deal with our national security than Donald Trump.
This morning, the New York Daily News ran the cover of the Twin Towers burning after Rudy Giuliani said no successful terror attacks on the U.S. in the 8 years before Obama. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico, get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
A jury is convicting Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane for leaking grand jury information. Prosecutor Kevin Steele calls it a sad day for the state.
I'm Chief Law Enforcement Officer of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the Attorney General, has been convicted of crimes involving abuse of power and lying under oath.
She was also charged with lying about the leak to cover it up. Her defense attorney calls it a crushing blow. A new study at UC Davis says that the California drought is costing farmers $600 million a year.
In previous years, the effects were quite a bit more statewide, with the San Joaquin Valley being the hardest hit. And this year, we still, most of the rest of the state in terms of agricultural water supply is in fairly good shape, except for the western side of the San Joaquin Valley.
UC Davis's Jay Lund says the number of unused acres has gone down. This is USA Radio News.
What's at stake at this election? A lot. From the freedom to publicly practice and proclaim your faith to the nomination of Supreme Court justices, matters of critical importance to Christians are looming in the days ahead. That's why we invite you to join us on September 9th through 11th in Washington, D.C. for the Values Voters Summit. Come to learn, be encouraged, and meet others who will stand for the renewal of this great nation. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information.
A sailor assigned to the USS George H.W. Bush is facing rape and attempted murder charges stemming from an incident in Virginia. Frank Hammond has more.
Xavier Johnson is accused of trying to murder a fellow sailor by holding a pillow over her face, strangling her, and banging her head against the floor. The victim suffered a concussion, according to court documents. Once the victim was unconscious, Johnson allegedly raped her. The incident happened in Portsmouth in September of last year. Johnson also faces multiple obstruction charges for impeding the investigation by telling the victim to recant her original statement and instead say that she fell down the stairs. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
Watching the Olympics, you think, maybe I can become an elite athlete. Not many do. But when it comes to healthy living, they've got some good ideas. Erica Steptoe with the Cleveland Clinic says it starts with what you eat.
Just focusing on your nutrition plan. That's a huge aspect in any athlete's life. When you're focusing on the nutrition, you can use that to fuel your body the appropriate way for the energy that you need. You also can really strategize on how you eat, too.
Flash flood warnings still up in 6 Midwestern states.
We could see as much as 1 to 3 inches of rain in some of the heavier showers and thunderstorms. Isolated spots could see 4 or more inches of rain, but it looks like it will tend to dry out over the next several days.
Those warnings are up from Louisiana to Illinois. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, we could do that. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, phone number, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. We love to talk to our affiliates and give them a lot of love. They love us. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, what we really talk about is radio on the go, various devices, platforms in which you can grab not only this program, but all the terrific programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, would you please explain it to the people?
I sure will, Bob. So many ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you, starting with, again, our award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And we got to find out what award we won, but I've been told it's an award-winning website.
It was an AVN award.
It's sportsbyline.com. Listen, Live Link allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, perhaps a few you can't, be they Android, be they Apple, be they Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Again, wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same dealio as you like to say for TuneIn Radio. It's that app versatility. Apple, Android, Windows. You can go to TuneIn.com. Lots of on-demand content and a live channel for the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And never, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every day.
Indeed, and if you're serving us overseas, or even if you're on land here in the United States, you're still away from home no matter what. We'd like to give you that little taste of home. We're happy and proud to do it.
Well, we'll set the table on the other side. We got a couple options. We can do traditional sports, or we could just spend an hour talking about sex. I got enough stories in that regard to keep you covered, so I'll let you decide after the break. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
That's a very good question, actually. But, you know, Joe, I've come to a decision.
Okay, good.
I have come to a decision.
Well, bring us back first. Let everybody know
yeah,
who we are.
No, 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 we'll do that. We'll do that. You're back with the attack.
Thank you.
We're going sex.
Cool.
Because
a whole hour's worth.
These Randy athletes, I mean, you know, we talk about it all the time. And again,
it's just athletes. I got a whole bunch. I got an hour's worth of sex talk that we can do.
This will be
Love Lines, Dr. Ruth, and Dr. Phil, and whoever else all rolled up into one.
Well, you've had a lot of free time on your hands, so, you know, so to speak. So it's completely understandable. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. But, you know, specifically with the Olympics, they when they do these little sidebar stories and they talk, there's always a story about the amount of condoms distributed at the Olympics, you know, in modern times. But this has been going on forever.
Right.
You know,
well,
they just didn't used to talk about it.
Right. It's athletic people, peak physical condition, confined to the small area with not much to do.
And there you go.
You know what you end up doing? Fooling around.
And
well,
there you go.
Two people in very good shape. Again, I don't know which of the two divers is which, but you went to the website and saw the picture of the backside of one of them.
Yeah,
that is an
like
amazing rear end.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care what the front looks like.
No.
Within reason. You know, but boy, she's got something going on. I mean, like I said, if the front is decent, even if the front is heinous, I can find a way to work around that. And we all know what that is.
Yes.
And if you don't, you're listening to the wrong show.
We'll
but because
there.
that hind end, boy, is something else. But, you know, and let's stay with this story a little bit. And then we'll roll into some other cool sex stories that I have that'll take up the rest of the hour. I don't think either you nor me have a real problem with the, hey, I met somebody hot. I'm hanging out in the Olympic Village. We're going to stay in and, you know, bang.
Yeah. Right.
You know, male, female, I don't care. You know, obviously, a lot of times there's the old double standard. If it's a guy, way to go, buddy. You know, let's find out the score. Let's see what the girl, all this other stuff. With the girl, all of a sudden, it's, well, I can't believe she stayed in all night and she screwed around. Again, I'm way past that double standard because I always learned a long time ago. And here's something I tell everybody. You know, you always have the guy who brags of his conquest. but then, you know, we'll call, you know, a girl a hoe. Well, you've had all these conquests. Well, who'd you conquer? So right. The realities are it always takes two to tango, and in heterosexual relationships, well, there's one of each. So
what I heard.
Yeah. So for if you're a stud and she's a hoe, well, that's a real double standard. So putting the double standard aside, because I don't have a problem with what she did. She had fun from the standpoint of getting physical. Where I do have a problem, night before you're supposed to compete, you kind of lock your roommate out all night. So we know you're not getting any sleep. So you're probably not at your best. Because let's not kid ourselves. Boxers and combat sport athletes don't have sex for weeks before they compete. We all know.
Well, we all know why.
Yeah, we all know what sex
can do. When they hit the ring.
Exactly. And it's the same thing in any sport to some level. You know, I don't know if it's the same degree in synchronized diving. But that said, if you're up all night having sex capage, you didn't sleep. I would at least make sure I got a good night's sleep. And I locked my roommate out, who had no place to go, and she didn't get a good night's sleep. So I guess in the big picture, I don't have a problem with the sex aspect. You know, that makes for good entertaining talk. But where I guess I have the problem is you're a crappy roommate, a crappy teammate. We're supposed to be getting ready to try and compete at the highest level. You're banging. You're not sleeping. And I got no place to go, so I'm not sleeping.
Well, here's the rub.
So we show up at the pool. And we stink on ice that day and come in last. So after it's all said and done, we'll break up.
Well, here's the rub, though. We don't know
literally
whether
or figuratively.
Literally and figuratively. We don't know whether or not there has been past examples of this particular diver doing this, you know, when she's living at home or at an international meet where they're not roommates or whatever. And perhaps she performs at her best when she's all worn out because she's nice and relaxed. But she should have talked to her roommate ahead of time and said, this is what I do, and I'm ready to go, as you know, because we're teammates, but you need to find another place and give her a heads up, not just the last second, the ties on the or the bras on the doorknob, you know, and so you know what the signal is, go find a place to sleep. That's where the fault lies. We don't know.
Well, there was no signal here. Literally, it appears that Pedroso walks in a room and she's like, oops. Well, they weren't up. It doesn't appear that she walked in and interrupted anything, but the two of them were there, and literally, Oliveira's like, you got to beat it, man. You know, hit the bricks. I'm going to have fun. And Pedroza was just like, what? Tonight of all nights? So that's where I have the big problem.
I hear.
In the big picture of things, you know, forget being the crappy roommate. You know, we've all either gone to college or visited somebody in college, and, you know, it happens all the time, but, you know, it's a place where basically you're living for 9 or 10 months a year. You always have a place to fall back on, and you probably don't have anything major to do the next day. So we all get it, and this isn't all that different, except this came at the worst possible time. Any other night, not a big deal. Night before competition, nobody getting a good night's sleep, coming in last as a result. Here's where the big problem lies.
No question.
So, you know, again, we'll look for more of these stories because they're fun. And again, as I said, if you haven't had the opportunity to check out the site, it's Jezebel.com. Basically, we've told you the whole story. There's not much more to tell.
No, we told you you do need to see the picture of the bowling ball butt, however.
Right. You know, we told you the name of the two divers. We told you the name of the canoeist. And we told you what went on. So you probably won't have to take much time to read the article, but you do have to look at the picture of that rear end. So that's Olympic sex story. I got plenty more.
It's real and it's magnificent.
And it's real and it's spectacular. That's the old Seinfeld line. I've decided what my favorite college is. I'm now a fan of all their teams.
Okay.
It isn't one you would think. And boy, we should have taken advantage of letting Sean and Donna stay home when they were taking Danny back to school.
Give me a conference, but I'll
give you the school. It's West Virginia.
Yeah, no. Had you given me the conference, that would have been my guess.
Right. But, you know, we could have I'd actually like to send him back for graduate school, but we missed it. Yeah. Move-in weekend. This sorority is – a classic, and they never tell you what the sorority is.
Probably
but this is, or maybe it's multiple sororities. Now, this looks like all the same one. This is unbelievable. Now, you know how they have, you've gone away to school, so you know what move-in weekend is.
I've been a greeter.
Yeah, well, you're older. Now, you know, usually it's either the parents come and the kids go back and they get settled in, and, you know, there's not much to do in the 2 weeks leading up to it. And, you know, I guess people have a little fun. You want to talk about a sorority that took it far. Now, this is courtesy of Barstool Sports, and the caption and the article title is West Virginia Sorority Girls Getting Aggressive During Move-In Weekend. You got to check out the banners they hung on the front of the sorority house. Freshman son drop-off.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Daddy, drop-off daddy too.
Yeah, I've seen that one before, absolutely.
Listen to this one. We hope your son's pullout game is strong. You can drop off your daddy too. Our milkshakes bring all the dilfs to the yard.
Yeah.
Here's the I got more. I mean, this is really extreme. We burned our couches so you can sit on our face.
Nice.
First shot on us, daddy.
Daddy's moms have
welcome.
To be happy.
What?
The moms have to be happy.
Daddy's welcome. Like, yeah. I said, I mean, you know my proclivity for the fairer sex, and particularly if they're younger than I am. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to go next year to West Virginia University's drop-off day. I'll adopt a kid just to drop them off there, because I think I could have a good time.
I got a little secret for you on the other side.
All right, you'll share it next with us here on The Attack.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
And here you go. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out of the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're talking about the spectacular offers made by some of the sorority women at West Virginia University, University of West Virginia, and living up the keeping the mantle of the Big 12 on the pedestal that it should be. Having gone to a large university, and it wasn't as prevalent, and they certainly weren't hanging banners, but it's now pretty common to have some fun with that. The sororities do it. The fraternities do it as well, except the fraternities get in trouble for it. MILFs welcome, DILFs welcome, things along those lines.
This is a little extreme. These banners are just.
Oh, they're hardcore, but they at a lot of the big schools on, move in weekend.
Which was this past weekend at West Virginia.
Common. Yeah. It's pretty common.
I mean, this is hardcore. I mean, like I said, for me, I like it. I'm adopting a West Virginia alum next year and taking him over to West Virginia.
I think that's completely fair.
This is right up my alley. This is the kind of thing I like. I like co-eds. It's perfect for me. I'd be a happy man. So now you know where I'll be, because I'm always off at this time of year. At that time of year, anyway. So I will be making my best effort to adopt a West Virginia co-ed to take to move-in weekend and see how much fun I can have.
Well, you know what you do? Just show up with a little, one of those doll infants that they use in the movies. And, say I'm a dad, but I'm actually smart enough to scout out the college ahead of time because I've heard such good things about here. And they'll just go, oh, what a cute little baby. They're not that bright. And you keep the blanket over it. And then, you go do about your business.
Awesome. So now we have something to do. So that'll definitely be on my bucket list.
And you and I have traveled to West Virginia before.
Yes, so that'll definitely be on my bucket list of things to do. And I'm definitely all for that. It was a good-looking group of young ladies at this sorority, and they sound like they were ready to roll. They got time to kill, like in the Olympic Village, got time to kill before their studies, and I'll help kill some time.
And there you go.
I'm sure I can last a lot longer than all those 18-year-olds that they're trying to play with.
So long as they don't have summer teeth.
Now, none of these ones did that. They were in the pictures anyway. And
that's
kind of like everything else. Hopefully, well, the pictures are always the highlight. So I'm sure there's some near misses along the way, or far misses, as it were. But it's definitely on my bucket.
Moving right along.
No. Well, you want to move right along? I got another one for you. You'll like this one. Woman 34 repeatedly kicked boyfriend in the face after he refused to have sex with her.
Okay.
This is good. Woman ends up getting arrested. Jennifer Ferguson, 34, sought morning sex, 6:30 a.m. With her beau inside the couple's Port St. Lonesome residence. Not much to do in Port St. Lucie at 6:30 in the morning on a Wednesday. So why not?
True.
Well, I don't know what was wrong with.
What was her last name?
Ferguson.
All right.
Furguson, 34, in Port St. Lucie. Now, okay. I don't know what was really – she's not a good-looking girl, but she's not horrible-looking. That said, boyfriend wasn't interested. I don't know what his problem was. Well
– maybe the fact he'd been beaten before.
Miss Ferguson didn't take it too well, and she began kicking her boyfriend in the face while he was laying in bed. He ended up calling the cops, and, he had some swelling to his right cheekbone and redness in his left cheekbone. And Ferguson was arrested on misdemeanor battery charges, booked into the county jail. And she's still locked up in lieu of the $500 bond. She can't make bail.
That's always an issue.
Well, hey, I look at it like this. She's locked up in the county jail. If she wanted morning sex, they'll give her all the morning sex she wants in county jail.
That's so exactly what
she
went.
And if she kicks them, they'll kick her back real hard.
No question about it. Same thing happened in South Carolina. There's a 51-year-old woman, Sandra Earl Kelly, who beat her husband up with a pair of nunchucks.
Well, she's real tough.
For the exact same reason. And by the way, she's better looking than the 30-year-old.
Yeah, that 30-year-old, not terrible, but not good. The 51-year-old's good looking.
Yeah. No, no, no. She's not good looking. She's just better than the 30-something-year-old.
All right. Doesn't say much, you know, but okay.
For eight. But yeah. Yeah, the nunchucks, that's
hardcore.
Yeah.
What's with all these guys like rejecting, you know, because usually it's the guy trying to convince the girl to have morning sex. What's going on with this?
Well,
all these guys saying, no, I'm not in the mood.
Well, when you think about
you guys,
the fact
you're always
that,
in the mood.
When you think about the fact that she beat the hell out of him, maybe this was not a first time occurrence when it came to her aggressive approach to
Put out then. Yeah, what's the problem? Put out. If you put out, you won't get beat up. What's the problem?
It's Florida.
Well, this was Port St. Lonesome, which has absolutely nothing to do in Port St. Lucie. But have sex. The Mets are up here now. So what's there to do in Port St. Lucie?
I found a 30-year-old.
Yeah, well, that's not as bad as other parts of Florida, but there's a lot of old people in that neck of the woods.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are the things I don't get, because you usually don't hear about guys like, I'm not in the mood to have mornings. When do you ever know a guy not in a mood and to turn down an offer? What?
I was always in the mood for that.
Right. I mean, especially you don't have to initiate. You know, guys traditionally have to initiate more often than not. But here's a situation where not only is she initiating, she's initiating in the morning. That's like a home run.
Get your day off to a good start.
Exactly. You know, do the deed, get in the shower, go to work. You have a smile on your face all day long.
Yeah.
So I'll never understand that. You know, I mean, I understand the reactions even less, but I'll put some of this on the guys. Yeah. You're given a hall pass. Take it.
Yeah. I went onto the Inquisitor to read the article, and that's where I found the thing about the nunchucks. Frankly, that one scares me a little more.
Yeah, well, and I mean,
when you come at me with weapons because I don't want to, that's a little frightening.
What about this one? Did you read about this one?
I don't know.
Now here's a celebrity. It's somebody that people know. And I haven't read all that much of the article, but I just caught the headline.
All right.
Johnny Depp, who I think everybody knows is a little off.
Yes.
And
actually, believe it or not, I did read that article.
He cut off the tip of his finger after he thought Amber Heard cheated with Billy Bob Thornton. Beautiful looking girl. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'd try and move heaven and earth if I could get my way with her. But I don't think I'm dismembering myself because she might have slept with Billy Bob Thornton.
I might dismember Billy Bob Thornton.
Well, that's exactly right. You know.
They live in a very strange world. Amber Heard's a good-looking girl, but she also likes girls too, by the way, which is a plus.
Well,
but
now that you bring that up, maybe I would dismember my finger if I thought she was strained.
Yeah,
I'd actually, you know. But I mean, you talk about extreme. You're Johnny freaking Depp. You don't have to do much. I mean, no offense. No,
pretty much,
you're Johnny Depp, and he's Billy Bob Thornton.
Well, actually, either one of them. I mean, you know, basically you show up.
Yeah, but I think Johnny Depp has it all over Billy Bob Thornton, who's best known for going,
Yeah,
well that and, you know, being with Angelina Jolie at one point. Talk about a crazy couple.
Well, yeah.
You know, this is just, I mean.
Yeah, what motivates people? Sometimes you just really have to wonder.
Yeah. They're a few sandwiches short of a picnic.
Yeah,
but I got more.
Sandwiches, right.
But I got more of these stories. You think I'm done? I have more stories.
All right, throw another couple out there, and then when we go to break, we'll go back to sports.
Okay. All right. I've got two more. I've got... I got a youngest Viagra user ever.
Okay.
And I got...
I saw that story.
Right. Youngest Viagra user never, or here's a story actually based in science. And it's... Scientists have actually figured out which is better, and we'll probably save this for the other side if this is the one you choose. Stone sex versus drunk sex. Scientists have actually figured out which is better.
Okay. Yeah, no. We'll go with that one.
All right. I thought you'd like that one. And, you know, we'll dive into that a little bit. We'll have some fun with that. We'll save some of the other sex stories for during the week. But I got a kick out of this one, so... You know, we will debate it. We will mix it up and give our take on which we always thought was better.
Okay.
And then we'll get to what scientists have said is better. And then we'll bounce it around a couple of other areas. And then maybe we'll get back sports before we conclude the hour.
But throw quick in the young Viagra user. I saw that story. And we can get that before we hit the break here. We can do that.
13 years old using, yes. He's taking like 8 Viagra pills a day. It's actually disturbing.
Is it for self-pleasure, or is he actually pleasing other people?
You know, it's both. And therein lies the problem. Again, either way, it's disturbing because it's actually dangerous for this young guy's health.
Yeah, 13
Forgetting
years old.
Forgetting the fact that he's 13.
This is fun. I like this.
All right. Forgetting that he's 13 and he's probably not emotionally equipped to handle what he's doing, but and we'll dive into that story a little more and give it a little more time as it deserves. But wow, the volume he's taken, dangerous for his health, and all that wood, for lack of a better word, dangerous for his emotional well-being. But we'll get to it next. Drunk or stoned, which sex is better, right after this short timeout.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 6000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6000.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydratein.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. I thought you were going to help us out there, Robert, and play the Tally I'm High rejoiner, but
that'd require paying attention, and that cost extra
in Vegas. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. So let's finish up with Viagra Boy, and we'll get to drunk or stone sex before we move on to other things. With Alex Rodriguez, I think.
Okay, well, Viagra Boy. Viagra Boy disturbs the hell out of me because it's just not safe. I mean, you know, first of all, at 6 pills a night, it says. I stand corrected. I thought I said 8. And this is, again, a lot of this weird stuff goes on in Britain, you know, and in Europe in general.
That's what happens when you have socialism. Anyway, nothing to do.
He's taking up to 6 pills a night at teenage sex parties.
They'll probably want to unionize it, and, you know.
He tried the impotency cure after classmates warned him that he'd be bad in bed when he lost his virginity with his girlfriend unless he took it. You know, because 13-year-olds need to take sex advice from other 13-year-olds.
Of course.
And now he's hooked. You know, and he started watching porn on his smartphone. Always a smart idea. 12. And ended up stealing hundreds of pounds from his parents to fund his addiction. So you get some that are addicted to painkillers, some that are addicted to heroin, et cetera, and steal and do all that. This guy's stealing money because he's addicted to Viagra.
Hmm. You know, I guess the relevant question is, you know, where are the parents in all this?
Yeah, well, they were the ones getting their money stolen. Well, here's the bad news. And, you know, we make jokes, but there's kind of a bigger issue at hand here. You're 13. You're still growing. You know, this is meant for somebody on the downslide.
Right.
In realities.
Speaking.
All right. Well, all of these issues are not something that should be prevalent for a 12 and 13-year-old boy. Well, now he cannot reach arousal without Viagra. They've got him some psychotherapy treatment. And the 15-year-old's life is kind of ruined.
Yeah.
You know, the guy's a train wreck.
Well,
you know, first of all, again, you know, I'll get to the emotional aspect.
Where the hell were the parents?
I don't know. You know, their money got stolen. They thought the kid was out playing computer games with his friends, and he's at teenage sex parties.
Nice.
You know, I mean, we all stuck around on our parents, but you know, here's the bigger picture. My money starts going missing. I start asking questions.
Right.
And I don't know how they don't notice that. And I want to know where it's going towards because you're stealing all kinds of money. So you must be up to something. I'll get to the bottom of it.
And Viagra
like you
ain't
said,
cheap.
Right. These parents absent. They missed the mark until the kid fesses up to his problem. And now he's 15 and, you know, his body and his mind is in shambles. His 13-year-olds are not equipped, you know, are not emotionally equipped to handle certain things. And their growing bodies are certainly not equipped to have certain chemicals put into them.
Right.
And he paid the price. Well, you know, a dangerous and disturbing story. And a cautionary tale for everybody. We make a lot of jokes on this show. We have a lot of fun here. That one didn't strike me as so funny.
No.
But where I will go, and we'll have some fun with this, and we'll ask some arousing questions, as it were. And then we'll move on to sports. Which form of sex you like better, drunk or stoned sex? And when I say stoned, I mean on marijuana specifically.
Right. Well, they've done the science, as you said. The article was easy to find, and the winner is stoned sex.
By what I was going to first ask you your experiences, which do you like better?
My preference, it was always stoned.
Me too.
Yeah.
For all the reasons that came out in the article, it is a small sample in the article. But boy, I have a feeling the small sample, when they expand the studies, is going to the same results are going to be prevalent in the big study that they were in the small study.
Oh, no question.
Because I've always felt the same way that you have. Stone sex much better than drunk sex is sloppy and.
There was a number of reasons for it. I mean, number one, it to get to the point where you're like drunk. There was always the hit or miss factor as to whether or not it was even going to happen. Now, when you're younger, not so much, but as you moved on in age, you know whether or not
it was going to work. All right.
Machinery was going to operate, but the how you feel in the morning aspect of it, because when you're that drunk, chances are pretty good you're not going to feel physically well in the morning. With weed, if you're that stoned, you have no such problem.
Get the best night's sleep of your life, and you wake up the next morning feel like a new person.
Yeah, and one of the best ones I saw, it was on a different website than the scientific aspect of it was, and there was a lot of truth to this. You know, when I was done with drunk sex, I was either heading for the bathroom or trying to hope that the bed didn't move. With stone sex, I wanted to cook my partner breakfast because I was hungry too.
Right. There's that. You know, and I thought a lot of the things were interesting. You know, we've all had the horror stories of, you know, you get drunk and you think you're in bed with Miss America and you wake up and you're next to the Elephant Man.
Well, oops. I mean, you know, someone is a 2 at 10 and they're a 10 at 2.
Right.
That's the old saying.
That doesn't seem to happen with weed goggles, for lack of a better. There are no weed goggles. You know, who you're with is kind of who you're with. You kind of know what they look like. The beer goggles have always lowered standards. So there's that. A lot of regrets. You know, it seems generally what they found was a couple of things. Number one, when you did the drunk sex, standards were out the window. Responsibility was out the window.
Right.
With stone sex, neither of those things seemed to happen. Number one. Or at least not nearly as much. And number two, while drunk sex is often forgettable for a number of reasons, not the least of which is the male's diminished ability to perform, the weed sex, and I found this, and I think you did as well, you may not have lasted long, but it sure felt like you did.
Yeah.
And there's a sensitivity to your body. It really was oftentimes a more intense sexual experience than drunk sex, which is an often desensitized sexual experience.
Yeah.
So in many ways, they find that weed sex is a home run all the way around, and more often than not, drunk sex is a strikeout all the way around.
Yeah, you know, but there's another aspect that comes into this here, and this is where societal mores have changed. I'm going to get serious here for a second.
Ugh.
You know, with the – and we've seen the stories down in Baylor – you know, and certainly it's been prevalent with athletic programs and just college life in general.
We just did a story on West Virginia girls.
No.
Fresh drinks on us and everything else.
I'm talking about accusations being made where people were, quote unquote, taken advantage of. And what a lot of colleges have done is put the responsibility on the male to not have relations with said co-eds if they are intoxicated. And basically calling it a form of sexual assault. Now, you know, I'm opening this can of worms, and obviously we're not going to get into the deep, deep discussion. But the reality is, as we were talking about with the other story that we were talking about, it takes two to tango. And it seems as if, and this is to tie it into the drunk stoned aspect of it, stoned, there seems to be a more awareness of what's going on the part of both parties, that there's not, although you're intoxicated, it's not the distortion to the point of You're not remembering things. You don't know if no was said. You don't know if yes was said. You know, with when you're getting high, it seems to be a more consensual whole concept, as opposed to when you're drunk, where you're not remembering parts of what went on. You know, the girl gets up in the morning, she's having regrets, and she says, "I told you no." And you don't remember whether she did or not. And on the college campuses, that responsibility is falling on the men. And a lot of guys have paid the price for that, some justifiably so, but many not justifiably so.
Mm-hmm. No, you make a very real and serious point, and it's a road I guess we'll end up going down at a time when one of these incidents rears their ugly heads within the world of sports.
Yeah.
But you are 100% right. It's a real issue, and a vast majority of the responsibility has been placed upon the male, and a vast majority of the responsibility has been taken away from the female, right or wrong. Discussion we'll have on another day. But, you know, it's funny when you see an article like this. I guess the one thing that kind of pops into my mind, and we're all guilty of this type of illicit behavior on all levels and exactly what the article discusses. But I guess you're left to wonder, you know, you know, why do people need to be messed up to have sex with each other in the first place? In some ways, it's the ultimate sign of disrespect. You know, it's almost like, what are you saying? The only way you'd have sex with me is if you were either high or drunk.
Well, you're talking about hooking up as opposed to getting into a relationship and having something evolve.
True.
If you're horny and you want to have a hookup, well, it makes it a lot easier to justify it if you're messed up on something.
And again, this was a small study done. It was done via NYU University, and the team at NYU recruited 24 New York-based heterosexual volunteers, 12 females, 12 males, between the ages of 18 and 35.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a small sample study. You'll see bigger sample studies done, but it did have some very interesting results, none that were contrary to anything that I've experienced in my own life.
Right.
And I've experienced all of these things.
Yeah, no.
And pretty much it was pretty much right in line with my experiences.
Yeah, no surprises. I mean, like I said, when we came out of the break, it was like, yeah, okay. I know what direction this is going to go in.
Yeah, but fun nonetheless.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Now we spent an entire hour on sexual exploits, from the Olympics to regular people to women turning violent when told no to morning sex.
But it had a
and everything
tie
in between.
And we can finish up with A-Rod, who's had his own share of sexual experiences that have been public knowledge.
And turned out to be disasters.
Yeah, for the most part. Certainly for his bank account. It doesn't look like he's going to play again this year. And through his people, as you said at the very beginning of the show, you know, they made their statements. And it, you know, and I touched on this briefly yesterday. I'm glad, and again, do what you want to do. It's your own life, whatever the circumstances were. All things being equal, the way he went out the door with the Yankees, I thought it was handled the best it could have been handled given the circumstances and the history between player and said organization. That being said, let it lie. Let it lie. Because it's not going to matter one way or another whether you get the 700, 714, or 900. You're going to be Alex Rodriguez with the tainted legacy. If you feel your skill set is done, even if you had the urge to play, you actually handled things in a classy way for a change when you were in front of the microphones and you were doing all of the stuff involving the last couple of days of your career. Not a bad way to go out.
Yeah, well, he's not going to play in 16. Don't be shocked if there is a return in 2017 for the reason you just said. I think he wants to get to 700. I mean, it's a hollow landmark for him in that he's probably never going to make the Hall of Fame, or at least it's a long time down the road. But I think it's a landmark that he wants to reach.
Yeah.
We'll tie a bow around it on the other side. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Joe, I want to thank our guests for coming on board. Viagra Boy, Beatdown Girl, and the Bazillion Brought Twins. It was a fun second hour.
All I can say is, while I'm back...
And there you go. Before we get to this last story, which I'm going to have an interesting take on this. The Cubs fired their DJ for playing Prodigy Smack My Bitch Up after Aroldis Chapman left the mound during Sunday's game. And they fired him. And the great majority of people would say rightfully so. It was an insensitive thing, blah, 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 blah. Well, there's a lot of people that are offended by the fact that Aroldis Chapman is pitching in the major leagues. And that the Cubs decided to employ him. Now, I don't know if the DJ felt this way. And I don't know if he was making a personal statement. He or she. I don't even know if it's a guy or a girl. But the employee is no longer with the company. But I wondered after reading this, you know, and hearing about it for the last day or so, whether or not that was just, you know, a personal statement being made by a DJ. That, you know, I was offended by the presence of Aroldis Chapman, and here's my statement about it. Smack my bitch up. The person had to know what was going to happen. They couldn't have thought that was funny.
I hope they didn't think it was funny. It wasn't. It was in bad taste. They were fired, deservedly so. But again, you can make the case that Aroldis Chapman's presence on the Chicago Cubs is equally off-putting. The realities are, he can throw a fastball at 105 or 106 miles an hour. That guy spins records. That's the difference. Sad but true. On that note, we're out of here, Bob. As you said, thanks to all our guests. Thanks to Robert for pushing all the right buttons some of the time, but most importantly, thanks to all of you out there. You know the drill, wherever you're listening to Sports Byline Broadcast Network, keep it there. Till we meet again, I'm Joe Spano for Bob Black. Good day, all.